Just a few halachot and the laws of Hilchot Shabbat that we're learning. Dine kipul begadim, siman shin bet, folding clothes on Shabbat. Maran in Shulchan Aruch shin bet alaka gimal discussed certain restrictions on folding clothes on Shabbat. Clearly, Maran held in Shulchan Aruch that it's a problem. It should be noted that there was an opinion of the Kolbo, one of the Rishonim, that said the issue of folding does not apply in our times. Our clothes are different, the folding is different, therefore it doesn't benefit the garment like it did in the olden days. Therefore, there's no problem of folding clothes on Shabbat whatsoever. Again, that's the opinion of the Kolbo, but it's clear that Maran did not take that opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Because Maran, at the end of that halakha, writes that if one is going to fold, he should only fold against the crease. And he writes on that halakha, v'nirim devarav, which is really the opinion of a rabbi called the Mordechi. The question is, in halakha now, when we allow you to fold against the crease, is there any restrictions on that? Because Maran in the halakha said that one is only allowed to fold on the crease if he needs it for that Shabbat. That was one of the conditions that he put, that folding on the crease would only be permissible if you need it for Shabbat. For example, a person only has one garment and he's wearing it Friday night, he's wearing it Shabbat, and if he doesn't fold it Friday night, it's going to get all messed up, so he allowed. So the question is, when we're folding against the crease, does that same restriction apply that you can only fold against the crease litzorech Shabbat? Well, the Bein Ishchai actually holds like that. So the Bein Ishchai would say that even folding against the crease you need litzorech. You can't just fold against the crease for no reason. It's got to be litzorech for that Shabbat. However, how he holds. However, the Mishnah Berura clearly was lenient. He took the opinion of the Eliyahu Rabbah that says once you're folding against the crease, all bets are off. Everything will be permissible, and that's why Shulchan Aruch was mashma like that as well. That folding against the crease is not problematic whatsoever, even if you're not using the garment for the Shabbat itself. You just want to fold it against the crease to put it away or to do something like that. The next question that we had in the halakha is folding a talit against the crease. According to many opinions, the Ben Ishai included, Acham Avadia in his strict law, that one should not fold the talet on the crease, he should fold it against the crease. We've discussed this already in the previous daily halakha, that there is a Sefer Eretz Chaim, the Sefer Po Eliyahu from Hacham Eliyahu Hamway, there's the Sefer Shemeshu Magen from Hacham Masas. All of them said that the Minhag was always to fold the talet on Shabbat, on the crease. And if you have that minhag, which it seems was the minhag of Halab as well, presumed to be lenient. But today we want to discuss another discussion. According to those opinions that say you fold against the crease, the talit, the question is, well, what's considered against the crease? Once already you fold it a few times against the crease, that becomes a new crease. So Acham Avadia has a rule on that and says that as long as the original crease is still there, which is the permanent crease that when you buy a talit, which usually stays for a while, then everything that you're doing is considered against the crease. However, it should be noted that the Sheminat Shabbat Kel Chetav, Shomer Zaman Oyebach held that in order to alleviate that problem, every Motzei Shabbat you should undo the talit and put it back on the crease. So therefore every Shabbat you'll be folding it against it. But that's a Humrah that the Chama Vanya says we don't have to take, especially that we know already there's a Kolbo that says the whole thing doesn't apply, so therefore there'd be room to be lenient, that you don't have to go to that extent, that you have to undo it on Motzei Shabbat. So that's another halakha. Those that are strict to fold their talit against the crease, I shouldn't even say being strict, that's really the way Chama Vanya says one should do it unless you have a minhag otherwise, they do not have to be strict Motzei Shabbat, undoing the talit and putting it back on the crease.